We've also had a question which also relates to last week's show. In the news, you said that there's a new potentially oral treatment for dogs and cats that get to fleas and ticks, and it actually comes from a special fungus that we can use. So one of the questions here we've had from Matt in South Africa, he says one of the characteristics of the toxin mentioned was that it affected all insects but had no effect on pets or humans. So in this case, wouldn't it be a great way to help to bring down mosquitoes and other human pest populations as well? What do you think?
Indeed, this was the nodulosporium fungus, which is an environmental fungus, but it produces nodulosporic acid, which the paper we reported on last week is scientists making a version of that called nodulosporamide, which targets an ion channel which is only present in insects, it's not present in people, and it's therefore neurotoxic to insects, but because we don't have that ion channel, it's harmless to us. I suppose it's possible that we could do the same thing for other flying insects. The problem is, of course, you'd have to dose enormous numbers of people. If you're going to dose enormous numbers of people with something, you might as well give them an anti-malarial drug in the first place. So I guess that's one of the criticisms, isn't it? That if you're going to do something like that, well, might as well treat the disease that's mostly the problem. But it's a good idea, and it may be that that's one way to tackle this.
That's very true. If we already had the facility to dose that many people with any medication, then yes, we'd be using anti-malarials, wouldn't we?
Nat Spirit, who's listening to us in Second Life, says one way of making silent cars noisy would be to make them rap, which would make them noisy. Not sure about that.